All right, everybody's all panicked about swine flu, and we're having a tough time keeping some of the stories straight. You know,
a lot of rumors out there.
We get rumors from Mexico that 200 people have died, and then the next day they say, well, just 4 people have died, and we can't really keep all the rumors straight. So we thought we'd have this guy on the show. You want to open the door and let him in?
Hold on a second here.
It's Rumors of Wars guy.
Jesus.
We ran into him on the streets of Nashville when we were there covering the Cowboys and Dallas and North Texas getting the Super
Bowl. That's right. I remember that like it was yesterday.
Are you you tanked?
What's that?
Have you been drinking?
There are a lot of rumors and misinformation about the so-called swine flu.
Right. So you're going to set it straight?
Well, since I'm an expert in rumors and also the Bible.
The Bible?
The Bible.
Mm-hmm. I thought I would come on here and set your listeners straight.
Okay.
First, I should say that we no longer call it the swine flu, because that's inaccurate. It makes people think they can go from eating pork products.
Did you say pigs?
Pork
so
products.
Now, it's, the official name is the 2009 H1N1 virus. Because it contains elements of humans and avians, too. But since that term is too long and not catchy, I'm going to call it the pig flu.
Oh, well, so kind of back to where we started.
So, I got some letters from your listeners.
Are these rumors of letters? Or
rumors of letters that pay ones have sent me asking me about the pig flu.
You're listening to the first
squelch in his voice.
First official appearance of Rumors of Wars guy.
ROWG, that would be me. Is it true you can get the pig flu from having unprotected sex with Magic Johnson? Signed, Concerned in Cali. Well, Concerned in Cali, the answer is no. There's no danger in having unprotected sex with Magic Johnson, because Magic Johnson doesn't have pig flu.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So please, have as much unprotected sex with Magic Johnson as you want.
Well, that he still has the HIV virus,
but
though.
Be on the pill, you know, to get pregnant.
Oh,
have another letter. You can give me applause if you want that.
You want some applause?
Sure.
Okay, all right.
Dear Rumors of War guy, Do Mexicans get the pig flu more easily than Americans because of their genetics? That's from Hector and Garland. No, Hector, they don't get pig flu because of their genetics. They have brown skin because of their genetics.
All right.
They also have thick, dark hair because of their genetics.
Okay.
And they have pencil-thin mustaches because of their genetics.
Well, that's more of a style grooming thing, I think.
But thanks for your email.
I guess you're clearing up some rumors for us.
Here's one. Dear Wars and Rumors Wars guy, I heard that only infants and old people die of pig flu. And that you can get it from a doorknob. No, that is not true. The different thing about pig flu is that even the able-bodied and strong, hot 20-year-olds or healthy six-pack ab 30-year-olds can get the pig flu. It's affecting more healthy people than regular seasonal influenza. That's what's troubling. And about the doorknob, that is ridiculous. You can't get flu from shaking hands or open mouth kissing or touching a doorknob that someone just sneezed on.
Well, I thought you could.
That's the way HIV is transmitted.
No, I think you're confused.
I have that backwards.
I think you have it backwards.
Okay. Dear the drunk guy who said Rumors of War during the Musers trip to Nashville like 4 years ago. Aren't we being hysterical here? Don't more people die of regular flu than pig flu?
Than pig flu, yes.
Yeah.
Find logical and hurts. Yes, logical. More people die of regular seasonal flu, but we don't know how this novel pig flu virus will mutate, and we have no herd immunity to it.
Gosh.
So we're being hysterical, yes, but not about pig flu. We're being hysterical about blacks thugging up the NBA. Thanks for your email.
George, get him a cup of coffee or something to sober him up.
Dear minor character from Nashville Street that was so drunk he kept falling into Gordo when he was interviewing you. Well, alcohol-based hand sanitizer is a kill the virus that causes pig virus. Signed, Paul.
Pig virus?
Signed, Paul and Melissa. Well, first of all, Paul, give my best to Melissa. No way. Apparently, you're already giving her your best.
All right.
Oh. Uh-oh. Are you okay? God, I think he's going to vomit.
Yes, Paul, alcohol will kill the pig flu virus. Why do you think I've never gotten sick? Thanks for your emails, and I hope this clears up some wars and rumors of wars about the pig flu.
Not really, but thank you
so
for trying.
So strange you choose to drop by, but we're glad you did, Rumors of War guy.
Well, since I know so much about rumors, and I also know so much about the Bible, I thought I'd share with you Ezekiel 23:20.
Okay.
She lusted after lovers with genitals as large as a donkey's and emissions like those of a horse.
Are you sure about that? That's that passage?
Check it out. It's in the effing Bible.
Whoa. God. All right. That's enough out of you, Rumors of War guy. That's Rumors of War guy.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
It's 848 here on Sports Radio 13.